Ni hao. I've been working on it. I'll have to develop more more language skills here after a while.
我现在向你们学中文，我每个礼拜学一点点，希望你们也可以教导我。
I know Zai Chin as well, but I'll wait till later to say that.
I think you got 再见就是我学的一句话，但是我等到最后才讲。
That's funny. Well, it's good to be with you tonight, and if you have your Bibles, turn to Acts chapter 2. We'll be reading verses 42 through 47.
请大家打开这个《使徒行传》第二章，我们从42节念到47节。
The last couple of times that I've been with you, I wanted to talk to you about the early church, and tonight I'm going to do that as well, and we're going to look at the idea of the early church and why the early church believers wanted to live authentic lives.
上两次我在讲道的时候，我关注在这个《使徒行传》初期教会，他们怎么样成为一个强烈的教会。今天我们要思想一个题目，就是当时的初期的信徒怎么样过一个真诚可靠的生活。
And we have some notes for you if you need those, and I always like to encourage you to take some notes and to read through for the following week at your leisure.
在后面的桌子上面，牧师已经预备了一些笔记，大家请弟兄会分给大家。
Acts chapter 2, 42 through 47, here's what it says. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
《使徒行传》第二章第四十二节讲到，这个信徒都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together, and they had everything in common.
众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神职，信的人都在一处，凡物共用。
Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need, and every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts.
四十五节，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切的在店里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
They broke bread in their homes, and they ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people.And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
四十七节，赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, we thank you for the reading of your word tonight.
主，我们谢谢你赐给我们这段话语。
We ask you, Lord, that the power of your truth would stir our hearts and our minds to become more like you this evening.
我们祈求你真理的大能，可以在我们心中动工，让我们能够一天一天的更像基督。
And we pray that the model of the early church would be reflected in what the House of Christ Love Church is trying to accomplish because of how you have been leading us.
我们祈求初期教会美好的榜样，今天也可以应用在我们主爱之家这个教会里面。
And we pray all these things in your name, Amen.
我们如此祷告乃是奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
Very good. So I want to talk to you tonight about how to live an authentic life, and I want to share with you five reasons why the early believers lived an authentic life.
今天我要跟大家分享的就是信徒如何过一个真诚可靠的生活。我会用五点的说出这个活出这个生活的动力跟原则。
The first reason, if you have your notes, I want to encourage you to take them out tonight. The first reason they lived authentic lives was because they were more concerned with the internal rather than the external.
第一个活出真诚可靠的生活的第一个原则就是他们关心到里面的生命过于外面的形象。
Verse 42 says they devoted themselves. This means that they dedicated or they committed themselves.
这个四十二节讲到恒心遵守，恒心遵守的意思呢，就是持志不移，委身奉献，而且全心去承担。
And they did this to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, to prayer, to selling their stuff and to giving to anybody as they had need.
他们遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。他们还按着个人的需要，凡物共用。
And they also devoted themselves to meeting together and to praising God. And what they were doing was they were making an internal decision to do the things that would help them in their spiritual journey.
他们在一起的时候，就是做一个很重要的决定，就是他们要做一切的事情，能够帮助他们灵命的长进。
Here in this Acts chapter 2, we can see the process of transformation in the lives of the early believers.
在使徒行传第二章的时候，我们就看到里面生命的更新改变。
And when we're in the process of transformation, there are three primary steps that take place. The first step, I don't have this in your notes, but you may want to write it down.
当我们要希望我们的生命更新而变化的时候，这个过程当中，我们可以把它分成三个阶段。
The first step that the early believers went into was the inquisitive stage.
第一个阶段呢，就是一个好学的阶段。
The fact that 3,000 people were there gives us proof that there was a level of interest and question about what was going on.
我们看到有3000人参加聚会的时候，我们就可以想象到这3000人为什么到这里来了，因为他们有心去学习神的话语。
And in just before that, in verse 37, they asked, "What then shall we do?"
因为圣经里面也提醒了我们，在37节的时候，他说，他们就很责心的问，我们当怎么样行呢？
And for you and I tonight, we have to understand that it's always good to ask questions. It's good to be inquisitive as we are making our journey toward Christ.
那么第一个功课，我们从这个灵命长进的过程当中，我们首先就要常常去问问题。
The second stage of transformation for the early church and for you and I tonight is the intentional stage.
那么第二个阶段呢，就是一个立志的阶段。
Verse 41 says, those who accepted the message.
那么41节就讲到，他们就是领受神的话语的人，就受洗归入基督。
They made a decision based on what they had heard, and at some point in our journey, we have to be intentional about the decisions that we're making as we become like Christ.
那他们怎么会做这个决定呢？因为他们听了福音以后了，就扎心了，就做了一个决定。那么今天我们也是一样，当我们听了神的话语的时候呢，我们也应该有责心，我们也应该要付出一些行动。
And then the third stage that they went through and that you and I go through as well is what I'm calling the inspirational stage.
那么第三个阶段呢，就是一个受神的话语感动的阶段。
Verse 41 says 3,000 were added to their number that day. Verse 47 says that the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
那么我们刚刚讲到有三千人参加聚会，后来到47节的时候，他讲到主将得救的人数天天的加给他们。
And what was happening was that they were inspired to tell others about what had already taken place in their lives.
为什么会这样子呢？因为他们受了感动以后了，他们就做见证，做了见证以后了，就引人归主。
And the only way for you and I that we can experience true transformation is by allowing God to take control of our lives.
So 今天也是我们一样，如果我们听了道理以后呢，我们就要把我们的生命交给我们的恩主，让他去掌管我们，我们就会结出福音的果子。
If you and I are trying to change on our own power, it just simply won't happen. But if we're trying to change through the power of the Holy Spirit, that will happen.
当然，这个生命的改变不是靠我们自己的力量。如果我们靠自己的力量呢，这个事情一定做不到。但是如果我们靠神的时候，神凡事都能。
Those internal changes come from God, and that's why the early believers were more focused on the internal rather than the external.
因此，我们所讲的就是关注我们里面生命的改变。不是外面形象的改变。
Now, the second reason the early believers lived in an authentic Christian life was because they built relationships on honesty, not deception.
那么第一个原则就是，如果我们要过一个诚实无伪的生活呢， 我们必须要不再玩弄这个骗人的把戏。
There's a story of a newly promoted colonel who moved into his new office and wanted to act big and important when a private came toward his office.
那么这里讲的一个故事，有个新上任的陆军的上校，他为了在下属的面前又表现他是了不起。
He quickly picked up the telephone and sounding official said, "Yes, General, I think that's an excellent plan. Thanks for passing that by me. Call anytime you need advice, General."
那么有一天，他的下属就跑到他的办公室里面去，他马上就拿起这个电话来说，将军啊，谢谢你打电话给我，也跟我商量这些国家那么重要的计划，你随时都可以跟我联络，也许下个礼拜我们一起吃中饭吧。
And he hung up the phone and he asked the private.
然后他就把这个电话挂上。
And what can I do for you?
那么这个人去找这个上校这个人就说。他就说我你来是目的是做什么。
The private slowly and sheepishly replied, "Sir, I'm just here to hook up your phone."
那么这个人就很不好意思的说，哎，其实我来这里是修理你的电话线，因为那个电话不通啊。
I'm glad that translated well. That's good. I'm glad.
Thank you.
All right. That was a risky one, I thought. All right. Pretty good. So I've got to be honest with you. I'm not sure why this is such an incredible challenge for us about being honest and open and transparent.
有时候我就问我自己，过一个诚实无伪的生活，为什么真是那么难吗？
But if we can get real practical for a couple minutes, I think I might have some suggestions as to why being honest and not deceptive happens in our lives.
也许我们可以面对这个事实，然后实事求是，但是我也可以提供有几点，我们大家一起来思想。
It might be difficult for number one because we're trying to be somebody that we're not.
那么第一个原因呢，就是我们隐藏我们的真我，有时候不面对自己，希望模仿别人。
The longer that we are trying to be someone that we're not, the further away we get from building relationships. Based on honesty and who we really are, and God just says to us, "Just be yourself."
如果我们越模仿别人越久，你就发现你会越难与人建立一个诚实无伪、以真我相交的一种关系。
My second observation as to why this might be difficult for us is because we tend to compartmentalize our lives.
第二个原因，我们不能活出一个诚实的生命。可能是因为我们把我们的生活呢分割成各种不同的区域。
We have our life at home, we have our life at work, we have life with extended family, we have life with church family, and then friends outside the church.
当然了，我们生活是有很多的层面呢，有家庭的层面，有工作的层面，有亲人的层面，有教会的层面，我们还有朋友的层面。
And what that potentially can do is set up an automatic shift.In who we are based on the people that we are with or the situations that we find ourselves in.
有时候我们不知不觉的就制定了一个自动变数的系统。我是什么人呢？就看什么情况，看谁的是我们的对象，而且看看这个情形，我就改变我的面目。
But if we're going to live truly authentic Christian lives, what I'm saying to us tonight is this.That we have to be consistent, the same person in every arena of our life.
那么，如果我们要做一个诚实无伪的人的话呢，我们必须在任何人的面前，在任何环境之下，把生活不要分割成很多的区域，而且呢，就前后一致。
Compartmentalizing our lives is not a healthy place for you and I to live.
如果我们把我们的生命分成一块一块这样子呢？这个不是一个健康的生活。
My third observation, and this might be me, but my third observation is that why it's difficult to build honest relationships is that we're trying to please men rather than God.
第三个原因，我们不能表达我们的真我的时候，是因为我们常常讨人的喜悦过于讨神的喜悦。
Most of us tend to operate our lives in a way that lends itself to seeking the approval of other people.
我们的存留动作都是为了适应别人的认可，为了适应别人的认同。
And oftentimes we simply find ourselves not being entirely honest with them in fear that they will reject us if we're just who we are and just honest with them.
那么我们不敢完全以真诚相交，可能是因为我们当我们用爱心说诚实的话的时候呢，我们很可能呢就会被人家拒绝。
Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15 that we are to speak the truth in love and that we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ.
因为不错，保罗在以弗所书这里讲，我们要用爱心说诚实话，我们要能在各方面在元首基督之下成长。
And on this idea of living an authentic Christian life, we have to understand that our honest relationships will consist of transparency.
最重要一点，我们要记住，如果我们要建立一个诚实无伪的关系的时候呢，我们不能隐藏我们的真我，我们不能有我们特别的面具。
And they'll consist of being vulnerable, letting down some walls.
有时候我们可能会显露我们的弱点我们但是我们必须要擦去除这个间隔。
They will consist of being open and expressing our feelings and having clear communication by telling the truth.
我们必须有开放的心灵，我们要坦诚，要赤露敞开，然后我们才可以与人有一个美好的交通。
If we're going to live an authentic Christian life,
如果我们要做一个基督徒诚实无伪的品格的话呢，
we have to build honest relationships with people.
我们一定要跟人有一个非常诚实的关系。
The third reason the early Christians lived an authentic life was because they shared in good times and in bad times.
第三个原则，我们需要建立这个这种品格的时候，我们必须要有福同享，有难同当。
Verse 45 in our text says, "Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as they had need."
四十五节讲到，他们信徒大家互相有需要的时候，他们甚至可以卖掉他们家里的田产，然后大家分享他们的财物。
And then verse 46 says, "They ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people."
以后圣经也讲到，他们还在一起在殿里，而且在家中擘饼用饭。
You and I as believers have a great responsibility to care for those who are around us.
我们做信徒的，做基督的门徒的，我们是有这个责任去关注我们周遭的人。
In Galatians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul speaks to this idea and he outlines for us four areas that we have the responsibility for in caring for other people.
在使徒行传前面一段的时候，保罗讲到我们的的确确有好几种责任去关注我们周围的人，邻居朋友。
I didn't put these in your notes, but I think these are pretty good, or you can look in Galatians chapter 6 at a later time to discover them for yourself.
也许你私下可以等下看看这个使徒行传第六章。
Our first responsibility is to restore the broken.
那么第一个我们信徒的责任是怎么样呢？就是要恢复破碎的生命。
Galatians 6:1 says, "If someone is caught in sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently."
加拉太书里面讲到，如果有人偶被过犯所胜，属灵人应当温柔的心去挽回他们。
To restore means to make something right by bringing it back to its former condition. If someone has experienced brokenness or has been torn apart by sin, he or she needs someone who will come alongside them in order to lift them up.
那么恢复是什么意思呢？恢复就是重新恢复到当初那个完美的状态。如果有人被罪撕裂，我们要扶持他。
And James 5, chapter 5, verse 19 says this, "If anyone among you wanders away from the truth, and is brought back again, you can be sure that the one who brings that person back will save that sinner from death and bring about the forgiveness of many sins.
雅各书第五章十九节这样讲，离开正道的人，虽然我们要把他们带回正道，这样你就把他从死里复活救回，并且使他可以得救。
When we share in good times and in bad times, we have to remember that part of our responsibility is to restore those who are broken.
当我们想到这个有难同当，有福同享这个原则的时候，我们一定要想到一些破碎的生命，然后思想一下我们怎么样会把他们挽回过来。
The second area that Paul outlines for us in Galatians chapter 6 is in verse 2, and it says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
那么除了挽回破碎的生命，那么我们还有第二点，就是重担要互相担当。
We are to relieve the burden. That's the idea that Paul's trying to get across to us. And the word carry means to remove or lift an overwhelming load.
那么担当是什么意思呢？就是挪走、减轻，而且使到别人的重担可以轻省。
And when we carry another person's burdens, we have to understand that a burden is like a huge boulder weighing someone down as they walk through life.
那么这个重担是什么意思？重担就好像一个人拖了一个很大的石头，拖着，然后使到他的脚步呢不能向前走。
And this may represent any number of things. It may represent sickness or sudden tragedy or personal loss.
那么重担什么意思呢？就可能是疾病，可能是一件悲剧，可能是个人的损失。
It may be speaking to the idea of dealing with a financial difficulty or broken dreams or failed marriage or a number of different things.
也许他有经济的负担，也许他的美梦成为泡影，而且他们可能有这个婚姻的失败。
But as Christians, you and I are responsible to relieve those who are burdened.
但是我们是主的门徒了，我们有这个责任去帮助他们，使到他们的重担可以轻省。
The third area that Paul addresses here in Galatians 6:6 is that we are to repent of bragging.
第三点呢，我们必须要有一个自知之明。
Verses 3 and 4 says, if anyone thinks he is something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
那么第三、第四节讲到，如果一个人没有了，不要以为自己有。
And when we see people suffering, we need to make sure that we're not being too arrogant to get involved.
当人在受苦的时候呢，我们跟他相处的时候呢，我们不应该有骄傲的态度，使得他非常困难与你相处。
The fourth area that Paul addresses here is that we're to respect our boundaries.
第四点呢，就是我们要有一个平衡的生活。
Verse 5 says that for each one should for each, one should carry his own load.
第五节讲到，个人必担当自己的担子。
We are not required to start in an inappropriate way carrying everybody else's burdens. Although we are required to relieve those burdens, we don't need to add everybody else's burdens on our shoulders.
虽然我们刚刚讲到重担要互相担当，但是这个并不是。每个人他有自己的重担，我们就不需要负他自己应该负的重担。
We need to have a genuine concern. We need to be compassionate, but we also need to know some boundaries.
我们就关心他们，我们也应该有怜悯的心。但是他的重担，你要让他自己去担当。
The fourth reason the early believers lived authentic lives is because they shared Christ out of love, not out of guilt.
另外一点呢，就是他们分享基督的时候，他们是因为有心里有负担，并不是因为有这个罪恶感。
Verse 47, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
那么第五节第后面那几节就讲到，神就把人数天天就加给他们。
When we read Scripture, we have to look deeper into the passages to see what's really taking place.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们要看到这个经文后面那个主要的 context， 就是主要的意思。
And I believe what's taking place during these early days is that the early believers were sharing Christ everywhere they traveled and to whoever would listen.
因为他们出席教会的信徒传福音的时候，他们是随走随传，走到什么地方碰到什么人，他们就把福音传给他们。
Their evangelistic efforts were not based on guilt. They were based on their love for people and for what Christ had done in their lives.
他们传福音的原动力并不是他们觉得啊有亏欠啊，乃是因为他们受耶稣的爱的感动，愿意欢欢喜喜的把福音传给那些还没有信主的人。
The early Christians simply shared Christ because it was their lifestyle.
他们传福音呢，并不是个责任，乃是他们的生活形态。
They shared at home, they shared at the market, they shared at work.
他们把福音在各种的场合，在家中，在市场，在工作，跟甚至在度假的时候，他也去传福音。
They shared on vacation and they shared everywhere, just by loving people and being natural in their conversations.
他们传福音的动力就是因为他有爱。
Here's just a little formula, to help you and I share our faith.
那么我现在就提供一些实际的方法，告诉你我们怎么样可以很实际的把我们所相信的福音传给我们的朋友亲戚。
One, we need to invest in relationships.
那么第一个呢，我们必须要了解我们人际关系。
Two, we need to initiate spiritual conversations.
第二呢，我们必须要借机会找机会去引起到福音的内容。
Three, we need to inspire others by telling them about what Christ has done in our life.
那么第三点呢，我们应该把我们得救的经历告诉他们，让他们看到福音的大能。
Four, we need to invite them into our community.
然后我们请他到教会来，跟弟兄姐妹一起有交通。
And then number five, we need to include them in the full life of the church.
最后，我们就把他带到这个教会的生活的里面。
This will help us to share Christ out of love, not out of guilt.
那么这几点呢，就可以帮助我们怎么样把福音分享给别人，不是因为我们有罪恶感，乃是我们因为受耶稣基督爱的感动。
The final reason why the early Christians lived authentic lives is because they lived balanced, not chaotic lives.
那么第五个原则，为什么这些初期的信徒能够真诚无伪过这个生活呢？是因为他们有一个平衡的生活，并不是一个杂乱无章的生活。
The interesting thing about this passage tonight is the reality that the early believers had time to accomplish lots of things.
那么很奇妙，因为我们从这个使徒行传看到这些初期教会的信徒呢，他们的的确确在很短的时间成就了很多的事情。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
他们遵行使徒的教训。
To the fellowship.
他们彼此交接。
To the breaking of bread.
他们擘饼。
To prayer.
他们祷告。
To selling their stuff.
他们凡物共用。
To giving to anyone as they had need.
所以每个人有需要的时候，他们都关注到他们。
To meeting together.
他们在一起来聚会。
And to praising God.
而且他们一同赞美神。
And on top of that, they had time to work and time to rest.
那么虽然他们
and time to spend with their family.
成就了那么多的事情，我们学习的注意的，他们还有时间去休息，还有时间的去跟家人团聚。
And what the early believers had done was that they ordered their world around them and they lived a balanced life.
他们的秘诀呢，就是把所有的属灵的事情呢围绕着他，然后他们过一个很平衡的生活。
A Christian author and former pastor named Gordon MacDonald wrote a book a number of years ago titled Ordering Your Private World.
Gordon MacDonald 这个基督教的作家多年前写了一本书，英文叫 Ordering Your Private World， 中文的翻译就我把它翻译成把你私人的世界弄得井井有条。
And in it he says this: If my private world is in order, it will be because I am convinced that the inner world of the spiritual must govern the outer world of activity.
他说，如果我外面的生活是井井有条的话， 那么一定是我里面的属灵的光景一定是很好的。
Basically, what he's saying is this: if your outer life is chaotic, so is your inner life.
他换句话说，如果你外面的生活是杂乱无章，就证明你里面的属灵的生活呢，有点不对劲。
And we have to understand that God is not a God of chaos.
但是我们知道我们的上帝是一个有秩序的上帝。
He's a God of order.
他是一个井井有条的上帝。
And in his book, Gordon addresses 5 questions, then we'll wrap it up tonight.
那么 Gordon McDonald 在他这本书上呢，还有提出5问题，让我们可以反省。
And these 5 questions are questions that you and I can ask ourselves to make sure that we are living a balanced life.
那么这5问题呢，今天我们也可以向自己问，然后来帮助我们可以省察我们的属灵的光景。
The first question that we need to ask ourselves is, what is our purpose?
那么第二个问题是非常重要，就是到底神呼召你做什么呢？
The early Christians knew what their purpose was, and it helped them to balance their lives.
那么初期的信徒呢，他清清楚楚知道神呼召他的目标，因此呢，他就朝向这个目标来把他们的生活去调整，使到他有规有矩。
The second question is, am I managing my time well?
那么第二个问题就是说，我有没有把我的时间分配的合适呢？
McDonald says, if my private world is in order, it will be because I have made a daily determination to see time as God's gift and worthy of careful investment.
那么他的秘诀就是说，我们都有24个小时一天，这些时间呢，都是上帝给我们每个人的礼物。那么我们有这个观念的时候，我们就要把这个礼物不要糟蹋，好好的使用。
And then the third question he says that we should ask is, am I growing in wisdom and knowledge?
第三个问题，我们要自己问自己，就是我们所做的一切，我们生活的存留动作，有没有把我的属灵的智慧跟知识带到一个更高的层面？
He says, if my private world is in order, it will be because I've determined that every day will be for me.A day of growth in knowledge and in wisdom.
如果我的时间分配得好的话呢，我这个时间的用法呢，一定会帮助我在属灵各方面的长进。
The fourth question, am I cultivating my spiritual life?
第四个问题我们要自问的就是，我有没有好好的耕种栽培我自己属灵的生命。
The early believers did exactly this. They cultivated their spiritual life on a daily basis.
那么初期教会的信徒就他们每天都想到这个问题，每天他们在耕种培养他们属灵生命的长进。
And then the fifth question that he asks is, do I rest?
第五个问题是一个非常实际的问题，也是我们今天工作繁忙的人所应该问的，就是我有没有适当的休息的时间。
If you and I are not taking time to rest, it's going to burn us out.
如果你没有好好的用时间来休息的话呢，你一定会把你的生命燃烧尽尽。
And if we burn out, we'll be no good to ourselves, to our family, to God, or to the church.
如果我们每天都搞到自己筋疲力尽的话，对我们健康也不好啊，对家庭也不好，对上帝，对在教会服侍神也是不对。
We have to make sure that in our lives we take time to relax, to rest, and to renew our spirit.
所以我们基督徒应该要省察，我们应该有一段时间去灵修，我们要安静，让我们的思想灵魂可以有这个休息。
Just like the early church believers, God calls you and I to live lives that are authentic and real.
好像保罗使徒教导初期教会的信徒要过一个诚实无伪的生活，今天这个信息也应该铭刻在我们信徒的心中。
Let's pray tonight.
我们一起祷告。
God, we thank you for your word.
我们的主，我们的神，我谢谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
We thank you for the truth that penetrates our heart and our mind.
我们谢谢你把你的真理 铭刻在我们的心中，影响我们的思想。
And God, my hope for us tonight is that you would encourage our hearts and inspire our existence.
我们的祷告就是你今天的话语能够提醒我们，鼓励我们，造就我们。
Lord, help us. If we struggle in this area, help us to just be real and to live an authentic Christian life.
如果我们刚刚在这五个问题当中我们有确切的话，主啊，你的圣灵帮助我们，让我们能够恢复到一个完美的状态。
And we know that we can do that not based on our own power, but through the power of the Holy Spirit.
靠着我们自己的力量，我们知道完全不可能。但是靠着圣灵，我们有这个信心，是因为你是凡事都能。
We love you and we praise your name. Amen.
耶稣，我们爱你，我们靠着你的名，我们向你祈求祷告，乃是奉你的宝贵的圣名。
Amen. Amen.